I want you to imagine that we are going to a parade, all right? And we are going to see the president. Aha. And when we go and see the president, we're going to fly our flag, okay? I got a flag. I'd give you one, but you're not here. But maybe you have something at home. And I'm going to describe the parade. And I want you to shout and holler and say yippee and yay and wave whatever you want. That's okay. So here comes the parade. The president's entourage is with him. There's people in front and people in the back. And he is coming in a Cadillac with the top down. And he's waving to all the people. And you know what the people are doing? They got flags and they're waving them everywhere. They're hollering. They're saying hello and everything else. And so as the parade comes by, they're doing this and they watch it go. There it goes. And the crowds, the yelling and the hoopering and hollering kind of fades away. And it's all over. That's it. They're gone. Well, you know, in a similar way, Jesus had his own parade. He came into Jerusalem in a very similar way. He had people in front of him, important people, and people behind him, and common people. But he wasn't riding in a car or Cadillac or anything like that. He was riding on a little donkey. Right, a little donkey. And they laid down their jackets, kind of like this. You know, you take it off and you lay it on the ground and he would walk on it. Palm branches they cut and put down. That was a sign that this is a king. And they were shouting and hooping and hollering, yay, King of the Jews, save us now. Hosanna to God in the highest. They were excited. And it was a very busy week. And he came in and that was kind of the end of it. Except the week went on because it was a very busy week. From the crowds shouting and hollering, announcing him as their king, Hosanna, save us, and so on and so forth. They were so excited. In only a few days, that excitement turned to him being crucified. He was arrested. He went through a trial. Lies were said about him. And then he was put to death. But the next week began with a tremendous celebration. You see, Jesus came into Jerusalem as a king, although he was rejected as her king. Jesus wants to ride into our life as the King of Kings, not to be rejected, but to be received. Okay? So, when you think about Jesus, wave your flag, the flag that follows the Lord, and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me and being my king and being my Lord. All right.